Now, we come to another division here. The choice of Israel is in the sovereign purpose of God. Listen now carefully to me, my friend, because this is important today. Verse 14, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. What do we say to this? Is there not injustice with God? Perish the thought. Let it not be. Now the answer, therefore, is a resounding no. Listen to me very carefully. The natural man rebels against the sovereignty of God. If anything is left to God to make the choice, man immediately comes to the conclusion that there's injustice. Why is that? There are those today that applauded some of the presidents we had a few years ago. And apparently today, and I don't know whether we'll ever get the truth or not, but apparently for quite a few years, there has been bad judgment made in our government. And as a result, thousands of boys died. And yet, the man that received more votes than any man that's ever run for president, you know who put him in office? You put him in office, friends. And it looks like there might have been bad judgment. I don't know. All I know is this. We don't question the judgment of man, but why do we not trust the judgment of God? You cannot avoid the whole thought here. This is election. And we must understand that we cannot avoid the election. And surely we must not compromise on this subject because some oppose it. Furthermore, we cannot reconcile God's sovereign election with man's free will. Both are true. We cannot intrude into the mysterious dealings of God, but we can trust Him to act in justice. We must take the Scripture at face value. And I say to you today, I'm a little creature down here on this earth. And He could take my breath away from me in the very next moment. I'm a creature and He's God. And I've got the nerve enough to stand on my two feet, look Him in the face, and question what He does. May I say to you, that is rebellion of the worst sort. Oh, I bow today to my Creator and my Redeemer, knowing that whatever the choice He's made, that's His choice. And by the way, if you don't like it, why don't you move out of His universe? Go over and start one of your own. I told a hippie that down in San Diego. I said, why don't you move out of the universe if you don't like the way God's running it? Start your own. Then you can make your own rules, but as long as you're in His universe, you're going to play it according to His rules, my friend. And little man needs to bow that stiff neck today and bow those stubborn knees before Almighty God and say, there is no unrighteousness with God. This is important, friends.